Translation. After accepting the feature of Avadhuta, a great saintly person without material cares, Lord Vrishabhadeva passed through human society like a blind, deaf, and dumb man, an idle stone, a ghost, or a madman. Although people called him such names, he remained silent and did not speak to anyone.
जरा धुमू को बधिर पिशाच उन्माद भक्त अवधूत वेशा उल्लास मानोपी जनानां गृहित मौन व्रत तुष्णी बहु Rishabhadev, after giving charge of the government to Bharat Maharaj, he Param Bhagavat that you have explained yesterday that the king should be Param Bhagavat, rather divorce. That was the system in Vedic age, the ideal king, ideal person. If one person is educated sufficiently, he can, being the executive head of the state, he can take care of the whole population. Because his order is supreme. That was the duty of the king to see that things are going on nicely in order. The order is that everyone should be educated to the final goal of understanding Krishna. That is education. Vedaishya sarvai ahamem vedyam. This is education. Veda means knowledge. So there may be different types of sources of knowledge, but the means are justified by the end. What is the end of life? The end of life is to understand Krishna. If you don't like to say Krishna, God, that is the end of life. But these rascals, they do not. Nothing you will do, Sakudatin to Vishnu. The general population, they do not know. Because they are not educated in that way. At the present moment, Kali Yuga, we are educating people. Atheism, no God, God is dead. In Europe, America, when I went there, the education was, God is dead. Here also, so many rascals, they have appeared as God. They are also saying, now Krishna was God, but he is now dead. I am now. They are saying publicly. And they are being accepted. This is going on. Therefore, Krishna has defined his rascals as rascals, mūrha. Namāna guṣkitanam mūrha prabhadante narāda. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious or does not surrender to Krishna, he then blindly classify him in four groups. Duskritina means most sinful, mura, rascals, naradhama, lowest of the mankind. Now, he is M.A.P.H.D., Mayapurikamjana. What is his fault? Because he does not accept Krishna. Finish. So, we are also like other fools and less cares. But we accept this Krishna's was a spine. Krishna says these are those who have not surrendered to Krishna. There are four classes. Means most sinful and practical, lowest of the mankind. And although he has got university degree, his knowledge is taken away in my mind. Asuri bhava. This is asuri bhava. And there are two classes of men, the asura and deva. So deva means who accepts the authority of the Supreme Personality of God. He is deva, devata. Vishnu bhakta bhavet deva, asura-sat viparaja. In those who are devotees of other demigods, they are also asuras. What to speak of a thief. Just like Ravana, he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. Everyone knows. But he was called a Rakshasa. Rakshasa also is the same thing. Hiranyakashipu, he was a great devotee of Lord Brahma. He is also called Rakshasa. So, one may be very educated, very good scholar in basic knowledge, but if he does not accept Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu and Krishna is there. Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva means the category of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Durasayadi Vahiratthamanina. Out of false hope, they are trying to become successful. That is not possible. Durasa. Such kind of hope is useless. Oh, it is never. Mogasa, moga karma. Leaving aside Vishnu, simply they're trying to become a very high learned moha jnana sesasa. So they are moha, means their hopes will never be successful. They may go on. So this unsuccessful life, Mitsu Samsara Vasmani, life after life, when one actually comes on the platform of knowledge, Bhunam Janmanam Ti, Jnanavam Mangapuru, that is the sign that here is a Jnanavam. because he has surrendered to Krishna. He has accepted Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samam. He is not. Mahatma does not mean that to dress like me or having a big beard or no. Vasudeva Sarvam, one who has accepted Krishna as the supreme Parabrahma, Paramadhama, Pavitram, Paramambhava. He is Mahatma. Mahatmanas Prathva. Very Prakriti Mahatma. Bhajanti Ananda Manitra. He is Mahatma. Not Mahatma by standing or by changing the dress. No. Mahatma means please surrender to the Mahapadam Punna Jato Murari. Murari Krishna's name is Mahapadam. He is Mahapadam. In this way, here is Vishabde. He is teaching us how we should select. Now it is the time for democracy. So Lord Vishabhadev is teaching us that how we shall select the president or the king, Bhagmaras, Jaya King, Param Bhagavatam, and Vairagya Lakshanam, Paramhamsa Dharma, and Bhagavad, Bhagavad Janapurana. These are. So, democracy, sometimes I say to my American student that your country is opulent in every respect. German suggested to 3-4 times of opulence. Everyone is trying for. Now, everyone is trying for money. Because if you get money, then although you are born in the lowest family, Chaman Hangi, if you have got money, you will be good. Now there is no question of that because everyone is lost, close to the someone. So we cannot find out who is Brahmin, who is Kshatriya, who is Vaishya, who is Shudra. Everyone is the same. Now they are trying for classless society. Classless society means Shudra. So, how Shudra can be equal to the Brahmana Kshatriya? But if you earn money, then you are more than Brahmana. You are more than a sannyasi. This is for you. So therefore people are after money only. So we have been educated in that way, foolish education, and we shall select. When we come to the election, we select a person like me that has been described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Savir Varaha Usna Kharai Samasuta Purusa Purusa. This election, we are selecting another person, he is also like me. I am a Pasu. How can I select a person who is not Pasu? Therefore, if you want good government, then this is democratic age, then you must be good. You must know who is good. Then you can elect. Here is good enough. Otherwise, Savidavarao stakkarai samastuta purusambhur. Srila Guru Goswami has said that these so-called leaders, they are big pasu. I am pasu, and he is a big pasu. What can I select? I cannot find out Bharat Maharaj, Param Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Jana Priya, Bhagavad Jana Parayam. Nobody likes Bhagavad Jana. These people are always speaking of God. It is brainwashed. This is modern. It is brainwashed. In Europe and America, they are now combining to oppose this Hare Krishna movement. That we are brainwashed, controlling the mind by hypnotism. That is the charge against us. We are placed in the court also, in many cases. What is this nonsense? Bhagavad Jana Parayam, Bhagavan, Krishna. This is simply sophist, they say. Even in this chorus, when Krishna says, Sarvadharman Paritrajya Mamekam Saranam Luis Scholar, he has remarked, this is sophist. So this is the age. So, everyone is trying to be happy. That happiness is not possible. That peace is not possible unless we have got a leader or king like Bharat Maharaj. After whose name this planet is called Dharma. This Bharat Maharaj. So, we have to find out such leader. Then everything will get adjusted. It is the, now we are speaking of secular state. Secular state does not mean people will become gods. No. Secular state means that no religious preference. Because you are Hindu, therefore we shall give you more preference than the Muslim. No. Secular state means that the state should see that everyone is strictly following his religious principle. That is secular. If you are Hindu or Varnashrami, then you must follow the principles of how one is a Brahman, how one is a Kshatriya. Hinduism, this is a foreign one. Real principle is Varnashrama. Varnashrama Charavata Purushena Parakumar Vishnu Maharajasi. This is the aim of life. How to worship Vishnu? That is explained and that is the training of this Varnas. Sri Ramananda Raj quoted this when Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu and Jatam, what is Abhasadhan? What is the business of the human society and what is the aim of human society? This was the question put forward by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He first of all quoted Varnasam. Where human society begins, where there is Varnasam, other is animals. There is no human. That is the beginning of human society. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. Krishna says, Chatur Varna Maya system. My Guru Maharaj also wanted to establish Deva Varnasam. Yes, there must be the human society, not the Devi Varnasa, not this Asurik Varnasa. Asurik Varnasa, that's a Rava. He was also son of a Brahmana. But he was rejected. You are not Brahmana, you are Rakshasa. Because you do not care for Bhagavan Ramchandra. So, this is the logic of this house. So therefore, Deva Varnasana. Varnasana should be standing on the principles of Vivuta, to make people Vivuta. Vivuta means Vishnu Bhakta Bhagavad Vivuta. Asurasya Vivuta. Unless one is not a Vaishnava, he cannot be a devota. He cannot be a civilized man. It is said in this Shastra that Satkarma Nikuna Vikra Mantra Tantra Vishara. The Brahman, he knows the Brahminical business. Satkarma means patam, pasam, jajan, jajan, dana, putidra. A Brahman must be very learned scholar, patam, and he shall make others also good scholar. The Brahman is the teacher. That is Brahman's business, patam, pasam, jajan, jajan. He must be a good worshipper of the Supreme Lord, and he must teach others how to become Brahmana, how to worship Yajanajana, Dana Pratigya. Brahmana, Vaishnava, still the world is going on. At least in India, the Brahmana, Vaishnava, they are giving charities without any heritage. Because that mentality is still existing in India. But somebody is taking their heart with them. Unnecessarily they are changing dress and begging and making money. No. So, dana prasidya, therefore a brahmana, as soon as there is excess money, to the easier to spend it for Krishna. Dana prasidya, he will charity, he will make charity, he will distribute prasada. He will not keep money for future. No, dana prasidya. So, even one is perfect brahmana like that. Jajan dana, jajan dana, patan patan dana prasidya. And mantra santo vishara. He is actually learned scholar. He must be very smart in quoting, chanting the Vedic mantra, Vedic hymns. That is a sign that he has read something. He has studied Vedas. So mantra santo vishara. The August of our Guru Vipasya, one disqualification. If he is not a Vaishnava, then he cannot become Guru. Forgive anything. Chat Vaishnava, Sapaturu. Sapata means dog eaters. If one is coming from the family of dog eaters, in India, the dog eaters are considered the lowest of the society, Chandra. But if he is a Vaishnava, then he can become Guru. It doesn't matter. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also supports this. Jai bhaje sei bhava. Avastha hinsa. Krishna bhajane se nahi. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay? So, Here are the examples in the shastras that Padmara elected or selected, nominated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He saw there and he replied, Abhadhutas. Abhadhutas means he's no more within the social commons. Just like he was Nirvamkhad, Kurbanti Ahuyuki Hakti, it's Abhadhutas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has expressed this word, Nirgantha. Nirgantha means one who has no granthi, no chait, no with this material word. And the another meaning, one who has no connection in granthi. Nirgantha. So there are two classes of men. One is foolish, rascal, no education. He is called as Nirgantha. And another person who has no connection to this material world, he is also Nirgantha. So here, the sign of the subject, he becomes just like a madman, a deaf and dumb, a rascal, a fool, a fool. But he is not there. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is, apparently, it may look like that, but he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has no connection. Either you call him deaf and dumb, fool, rascal, whatever you call him, can call him. He has no connection with his body. This is about being away. When no more he has got any connection with his material body, he is about to lose. Thank you.